Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC welcomes the fall harvest and the arrival of locally grown organic apples and pears from family farms east of the mountains with 10 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
So, Nance, tell me about the apple guy.
You mean the apple guy that came to my backyard and showed me what I was doing wrong trying to grow apples?
What? You did something wrong?
Yes. We have a lot of apple trees in our yard that we've planted over the years, and some of them have been there almost 20 years now. There's one Gravenstein that has been in the yard since Mac bought the house a million years ago. We think it's about 80 years old.
Wow. And still putting out apples?
Yeah, it throws an apple every now and again.
Oh, just like that tree in The Wizard of Oz?
You're saying my apples aren't all they should be?
Exactly. That's the one.
That's the one. I love that guy's voice. So what were you doing wrong?
Well, for one thing, we always assume that in the spring you should prune your apples early in the spring. That's not true. Bill told us that while, yes, that's okay, it's also good to prune them as the summer progresses. And one of the things that I didn't do was, you know, I have this wonderful little cluster of maybe 5 apples, and there'd be a couple of small ones and one's a little bigger. He said you need to pull all those little apples off so that the one has a chance to get big. And also, you're not doing it any favors because insects will get on them, particularly when they're like that.
The little ones must sacrifice themselves for the benefit of the big guy.
Isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah, not always volunteers either.
You know when you go to the store and they don't want your stinky feet to be in the shoes when you're trying them on? And they give you those little socks?
No, I haven't bought new shoes in years, so I couldn't address
it. They're like the footies that you put your foot in. They're like lady stockings. Right, maybe they don't do it with men.
Whatever.
Anyway, you can buy those things for apples, for fruit. And I've tried them before, but he swears by it. Once your apples start growing, you put the little sock on them. They're an insect barrier.
So does he grow a lot of his own apples? I guess he must.
Well, he has a huge orchard full. Actually, it's a small orchard full of apples, but many, many different kinds, and some of the most amazing apples I've ever tasted.
Is there really that big a difference in the taste of apples?
There's an enormous difference, Stein. I would suggest that anybody can go to any of these wonderful festivals, usually in October, some of them at the end of September. Do yourself a favor, go online and check out the Western Cascade Fruit Society calendar. They have just a number of all around Puget Sound area, up north, down south, everywhere, where you can get together with like-minded individuals and try scores and scores of different types of apples.
Do the textures differ as well?
The textures differ, the color, the taste. You know, one of the things that Bill told me is he's really tired of the sort of oversweetened variety of apples that are available in our stores these days.
Everything seems to be too sweet these days.
Yeah, but they don't put corn syrup in those apples.
You don't know that.
You know, in the dead of winter, when you're thinking about the spring and what you might plant in your yard, I would suggest going to raintreenursery.com, which is where Mac and I have gotten all our fruit trees. They grow dwarf stock specifically for the Pacific Northwest, and you can get nice small apple trees that you're able to take care of. You don't have to get on a giant ladder to get them. Bill said if he was going to plant one apple that worked really well here in the Pacific Northwest, he'd send you straight to get a Liberty apple.
A Liberty apple. Okay. Yeah. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
The apple of Stein's eye.
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.